Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the share where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 120, almost done with Pesachim, talking about dozing. Rav Yossi says if they merely doze, they may continue to eat the Pesach when they awaken, but if they fell into a deep sleep, they may not continue to eat it. What is considered dozing? The Gemara asks. Rav Ashi said he is asleep, but not completely asleep. Awake, but not completely awake, a case in which if they call him, he responds, but he is not alert enough to be able to respond with reason, with thought. But when they remind him of something, he remembers. Meaning, the Rashbam points out in the notes, if he's not alert enough to answer a question that requires thought, but reminded of something he can answer yes or no. For example, if asked where he placed a certain item, he will not be able to reply, but when asked whether he placed the item in the closet, he will remember whether he did so or not, and will reply yes or no. The idea here is to think about the dozing. So often, too often in life, we are dozing, we are sleeping, we're in a slumber, we're going about things in a monotonous way, in a routine way, without really waking up, without realizing what's around us, without realizing what could be in our lives. We don't utilize the Torah enough. We don't utilize our Jewish lifestyle enough. We don't utilize mitzvos enough or chesed enough or Torah learning enough. Wake up. Kumi, kumi, uri, uri. Wake up, wake up. We talk about lechadodi, waking up, or elsewhere in davening or in the Tanakh. We talk about wake up, the Jewish people. We only have 120 years in this earth. Don't sleep it away. Don't waste it away. Don't doze off and waste your time away. We want to make sure not to do something called killing time. I really don't like that term. My wife and I talk about how it's such a waste to use that term itself. We only get so many hours in the day. We only get so many years in the day. What do we utilize with our time? Are we sleeping away our time? Are we dozing away our time? Make sure to wake up. Make sure to get up. Make sure to use your time. Use your mitzvahs, use your chesed, and use your Torah learning. I try to pack the day chock full of stuff. My job, 8 to 3. And then getting different things done, and then getting dinner ready. And then we serve the dinner, and then we bathe the kids on bath nights, and we get them ready for bed on other nights. And then we have hangout time, and then I have my time where I try to do my shows, and then I'm working on the book, and I have my songs I'm working on with the guitar, and then I'm working on the smicha also, blinander. We should do things, and Hashem should make me a bizocha with everything we do, but what can we fit into the day? What can we utilize in the day? How can we go about our days? Don't sleep it away, don't waste it away, don't doze it away. And yes, I have time where I rest too, and I have times where I binge on this and I binge on that, reading or watching or just plain vegging. There are times that I do that, but it's after everything is taken care of and everyone else is taken care of. Make sure not to doze away. Make sure not to sleep it away. Just as the Gemara talks about dozing, so too we should realize in our own life that we should not be dozing, but we should be moving, gathering those mitzvos every single day. Join us next time as we talk the end of Pesachim 121 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.